Talk to your friends and neighbors about this next topic, and you won't find much common ground. And that's exactly what Civil Beat found in the latest poll about what to do about feral cats. Civil Beat's Chad Blair joins us now with a reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Now, we've had a lot of conversations about feral cats in past. The latest one that we had, I think, was concerning the issue of toxoplasmosis, a parasitic disease that is transferred from cat poop to animals that we care about, other animals that we care about, nene geese and birds and dolphins and monk seals. But even with that happening, there are those who say that you don't put, you know, one animal ahead of another. And yet, looking at this poll, it seems as if a lot of people want to do just that.
Right. I'll give the numbers in just a second. But to add to that context, you know, Nathan Eagle, our reporter, actually reported on toxoplasmosis a couple months ago. And since then, other media have come forth, including Honolulu Magazine. The Associated Press had something just last week. But, you know, there's also a new book out from Princeton University Press. And it says that nationwide, as well as around the world, cats are decimating not just monk seals and spinner dolphins, but bird species and other animals, and it's by the billions. So in this context, cats as killers, as cuddly as they may be, we did ask voters on Oahu how they felt about feral cats and what should be done. And 69% of them said, you know, culling them, that is, killing them, may be an option given the seriousness of the threat.
For a lot of people who love all animals, and especially for those cat lovers in our audience, this is
that
very...
That would be me, too.
I know, and me, too. This is tough news to hear, and yet it's asking that fundamental question. Can you put one animal ahead of another? What do you do when you have animals who are, you know, clearly overrunning an area, causing disease and issues for other animals, and by the same token, not wanting to see those animals having to be culled? Was there any more discussion about simply doing something about the cats as opposed to this is what specifically X amount of people want to see done?
Some have said, let's have more research on this. Let's try and find out exactly what's happening. Basically, there's two sides, split between scientists and animal rights experts. The animal rights experts, like the Hawaiian Humane Society, say, look, let's do trap, neuter, release, manage. Let's be compassionate to control this problem. But scientists, and they include NOAA and the Department of Land and Natural Resources, say, you know what? A more aggressive approach may be the only way, and that would be culling. But as somebody did point out, you know, it's not the cat's fault that this is happening. On the other hand, you are destroying ecosystems.
And when they say it's not the cat's fault, they're saying what? It's our fault.
Well, essentially it is. And cats are an invasive species, and we brought them here.
All right. Is there any next step to this thing in seeing what happens and what voters want done?
I expect so. I think research is definitely called for. But the fact that there are 300,000, I remember when I told that to you last time, it still kind of makes me catch my breath. 300,000 feral cats on Oahu. That is just astounding. Thousands more on the neighbor islands. And they include here on Oahu colonies from Hawaii Kai to Waianae. They are all over. And this is not something that we can just let go anymore. We have to do something about it. At least that's what's coming from the experts.
Especially when you think about there are maybe thousands more on the way, because that's what happens. All right, Chad, this is a toughie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat with a reality check. Thank you.